The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Yevamot. Masechet Yevamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlaha Varvaha Mechol Maaseh Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nahat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol, him and his entire family. Amen. Just a note of interest, as we study Masechet Yevamot, many of the cases need diagrams. We have chosen the Sefer Siyurim leMasechet Yevamot as our book for the diagrams, written by Aharon Shlomo Berabi Baruch Moshe Hafner, available in the bookstore. So when we refer to pages, we are using that sefer. Daf Bet. Today's daf is being studied in Shmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihana Began Eden. Amen. We begin Be'azat Hashem Masechet Yevamot. Just as a brief introduction, in order to understand some of the concepts that will be necessary, at least, for the first part of the Masechet. According to the Torah, if a person dies and he does not have children, his wife, the Almanah, cannot marry freely whoever she wants. The Torah commands that the brother-in-law, in Torah's language, we call that the Yavam, that's the husband's brother, has to take her as a wife. That mitzvah is called the mitzvah of Yibum. The way mitzvah of Yibum is fulfilled in the Torah, all he has to do is be with her, and that is considered a consummation of the marriage. As opposed to a regular marriage, where you need chuppah, you need kiddushin, you need different stages, Yibum in the Torah is fulfilled just with a bi'ah. Furthermore, generally speaking, one must know that Eshet Ah is an Irva Minat Torah that is Hayav Karet. So generally speaking, let's say the brother was married and they had children, and then the brother died, it is Asur for his brother to marry the sister-in-law. That is considered Eshet Ahiv. So generally speaking, Eshet Ahiv Minat Torah is Asur as an Irvan, it's Hayav Karet. The Hiddush in Yibum is that in a case where there's no children, Yibum overrides the Irva of Eshet Ah. That's a very important fact. Now, although the Torah allowed the Irva of Eshet Ah to be overridden for the case of Yibum, but that's the only Irva that the Torah overrides. For example, if the Yevama, that's the girl, that's the wife, the Almana, the Yevama we call her, if she is a different Irva to the Yavam, I'm going to explain what the Yavam is again. Yavam is the brother-in-law that's making the Yibum. I'm going to use those terminologies, but Yavam is the one that's making the Yibum. If that Yevama is a different Irva to the Yavam, we're not going to say that Yibum overrides it. Our Mishnah is going to give us 15 different examples of how the Yevama can be a type of Irva that's Asura min HaTorah to the Yavam, and therefore the mitzvah of Yibum cannot be fulfilled. Now, there is another procedure that's called Halitza. For our purposes, we'll just explain it as, in the event that Yibum has to be fulfilled, but the brother-in-law does not want to fulfill it, so then already to break that connection we call a Zika, to break that connection, you need a sort of divorce. So the divorce in that case is called a Halitza. But where no Yibum is necessary, no Halitza is necessary as well, because there was no connection to start off. So again, the Mishnah here today is going to give us two basic rules. Rule number one, if there's an Irva between the Yavam and the Yavama, meaning she's asura to him in the Torah for different reasons, as we'll see the cases immediately. So there's no Yibum, there's no Halitza, she's free to marry who she wants, and he cannot obviously fulfill this mitzvah, and Halitza is not necessary as well. There's another principle or a terminology that we must become familiar with, that's called a Tzara. A Tzara, we interpret it as a rival wife. The olden days, as you know, was Mutar, to marry more than one wife. So they would call the second wife a tzara, because in such a case, when there's two wives, they become rivals to each other. So they're tzarot zulazu. Now, in a case where one of the wives does not fall to the yavam because she's an irva to him, she exempts the mitzvah of yibum even to the tzara. Because from the Torah, all you have to fulfill Yibum is with one wife. So now if the brother that died had two wives, so the Yavam just has to marry one of them, and he fulfills the mitzvah of Yibum. Once one of them is Asur to him, automatically the second one, the Tzara, also becomes Asura to him, and therefore there's no Yibum on any. Okay, and the Mishnah is going to tell us that as well. And then the Mishnah is going to explain to us how far this goes. And the Gemara is going to say it goes to the endless degree, how many Isurim can come out of the Tzarot, and Tzarot Tzarot Tehim, Ad Olam, and we'll explain that case when we get to it. Now, good. Let us begin. Hamesh Esre Nashim. There are 15 different type of ladies, potrot tsarotehim, that would poter their rivals, vitsarot tsarotehim, and their rivals' rivals, mina halitza umina yibum, from both processes, halitza and yibum, ad sof ha'olam, till the end of time. And again, we will see exactly the cases. What does it mean, tsarotehen, tsarot tsarotehen, even ad olam. Nashi, hamesh esrei nashim potrot tsarotehen kedetani sefa. We'll see at the end of the Mishnah. Shimaita hat mem nisua le'achiv. If, let's say, one of the arayot, an arayot is a lady that is forbidden to the avam. That's the way we're going to explain arayot over here. A lady, that's the avamah, she's a irvat to the Yavam. Velo isha acheret. But the brother-in-law had two wives. Umet belo banim. And he died without children. Shtehen peturot. Both the irva and the tzara are peturot. V'tama yadif b'gemara. The Gemara will learn this from Pesukim. Nashiv v'tzarot tzorotehem ad sof ha'olam m'manitin m'farish. So let's start with the first case. Ve'eluhen bito. Hey, what's the case of bito? Let's say you have Reuven and Shimon. They are brothers. Okay? Now, Reuven now went with a lady, but he was me'anes her. When it says bito over here in this case, that she's going to tell us later on in the Mishnah, it's not a regular case of bito of his regular daughter. Even though the case would be true as well, but the chidush in this case is it's bito me'anusato. Meaning Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven went to a lady, he was me'anes her, he raped her, and from that relationship, he had a daughter. For our case, we'll say the daughter's name is Hannah. Okay? Shimon, his brother, married Hannah. He's allowed to. There's no isur for Shimon to marry Hannah. Shimon also had a second wife called Penina. Now Shimon dies. Reuven now becomes a potential Yavam. But since Hannah is his daughter me'anusato, and that's an irva, I mean from the Torah, bito me'anusato is asura, so there's no yibum there or halitza. Penina also now is a tzara, and she also is exempted from this mitzvah. So that's the case of bito, means bito me'anusato. The next case, case number two, Ubat Bito. Bat Bito literally means a granddaughter, but Bat Bito is again Me'anusato. In the same case. So let's take this situation again. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven is Me'anes, a lady. They have a child. We'll call the child Miriam. Miriam has a child called Hannah. So Hannah now is Bat Bito Me'anusato. Good? Shimon, his brother, marries Hannah, and he also has a wife, a second wife called Penina. Shimon dies. Reuven now potentially could fulfill Yibum, but he can't with Hannah because it's Bat Bito Me'anusato, and therefore with Penina as well, who's the Tzara, the mitzvah cannot be fulfilled. Case number three would be Bat Beno. Bat Beno, again Me'anusato, which is the grandson, but from the son. So it's the same case. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven is me'anes, a lady. For our case, we'll say, from the son, from this anusa, came a boy, we'll call him Hanoch. Hanoch has a daughter called Hannah. So Hannah is bat beno me'anusato. And now Shimon marries Hannah, he also has Penina, Shimon dies. Reuven cannot marry Hannah because it's Bat Beno Me'anusato, Penina is the Tzara, she also becomes forbidden as well. So those are the first three cases of our Mishnah. Okay, now we go to case number four, which is Bat Ishto. Now, Bat Ishto, again, is not the case that you're thinking, his regular daughter. Okay, that's an obvious case. Bat Ishto means that, let's say Reuven and Shimon are brothers. That's the starting point. Okay? Now, Reuven married Yocheved. Yocheved has a daughter. She brought it in for marriage. So, therefore, the daughter is Hannah. So Hannah is considered Bat Ishto. It's Reuven's wife's daughter. That they call step?
Stepdaughter.
Yeah. Right, so we call that a stepdaughter. So that's Bat Ishto. Good. Shimon, Reuven's brother, marries, Bat Ishto marries Hannah. He's allowed. There's no connection. No Isur for Shimon to marry Bat Ishto, Shil Reuven. Shimon dies. Now Reuven potentially could fulfill the Yibum. However, Minat Torah, Bat Ishto is Asura. That's an Irva. And also, Shimon had a second wife, Penina. And therefore, Penina is the Tzara. And therefore, just like the Bat Ishto is exempted from the Yibum because of the Irva, the Tzara, Penina also is. And therefore, there is no Yibum in this case. Bat Bena. Bat Bena, again, we start the case. This is case number five. Bat Bena means Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Okay? Reuven marries a lady, Yocheved, let's say. She came into the marriage with a son. Okay? They call him Aaron. Aaron had a son, a daughter called Hannah. So therefore, it's the grandson, Bat Bena, of his wife. It's all from Reuven's wife. It's her granddaughter. So it's Bat Bena Shel Ishto. Comes Shimon again, the brother, marries this Hannah. He also has Penina. Shimon dies. Reuven potentially falls to Yibum. However, Bat Bena is Asur Minat Torah, therefore just like Hannah's Asura, she's potated the Sarah, which is Penina, and therefore there's no Yibum in that case as well. Now we go to case number six. Case number six would be Bat Bita. This is the same case. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven marries Yocheved. Yocheved already came into the marriage with a daughter, we'll call her Miriam. Miriam had a daughter, Hannah, so that's Bat Bita, Mi'ishto. Shimon, the brother, marries Hannah, Shimon, and he also has Penina. Shimon dies, Reuven falls to Yibum. He cannot fall to Yibum to make Yibum with Hana because it's Bat Bita, right, Mi'ishto, and therefore once Hana's Petura, Peninah's Petura as well, and therefore there's no Yibum or Halitza in that case. Now we go to case number 7, which would be Hamoto. Hamoto is his mother-in-law. Case like this, again, you have Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Okay? Now, take a case where Reuven married Yocheved. Okay? Yocheved's mother is Hana. So that means Reuven's mother-in-law is Hana. Okay, no problem so far. Hana's husband dies, so Hana now is available to get married. Who marries Hana, Reuven's mother-in-law? Shimon. Comes the Shvem is Shimon again. Shimon marries the mother-in-law, we call her Hana. He also has Penina. Shimon dies. Reuven cannot make Yibum with his mother-in-law. She's Asura, Erva min HaTorah, and therefore the Tzara also is exempted. Now we go to the case of Em Hamoto, which is case number 8. Em Hamoto, a similar case of Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Now, in this case over here, Reuven married Miriam. Okay? Reuven married Miriam. His mother-in-law is Yocheved. His mother-in-law's mother is Hana. We would call that a grandmother-in-law. And therefore, and she's available to get married. Shimon, his brother, marries Reuven's grandmother-in-law, Hana. Shimon, and he has Penina as well. Shimon dies. Reuven has a potential situation. He cannot marry his grandmother-in-law. That's in Erva Min HaTorah, the Pesukim. And therefore, the Tzara also Penina is exempted. Now we go to case number 9. The case number 9 would be Em Hamiv. That means his grandmother-in-law, the mother of his father-in-law. This is a similar case that we said. We'll say it again. You have Reuven and Shimon are brothers. This case over here, let's say Reuven married a lady called Ruth, for our example. Reuven's married Ruth, everything is fine. Ruth's father is Shimuel. Shmuel's mother is Hana, so it's his grandmother-in-law, the mother of his father-in-law. That's called Hana. Now Shimon, the brother, marries Hana, also as Penina. Shimon dies. Reuven now wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum, but he cannot because his grandmother-in-law, the mother of his father-in-law, is Erva, and therefore the Tzara Penina also becomes exempted, so there's no Yibum or Halitza in that case. Now we move on to case number 10. Case number 10 is Ahoto Me'imo, which we call that maybe a half-sister. Ahoto Me'imo, it's a sister but from his mother. So the case is like this. Yaakov has two wives, okay? He has a wife called Leah, and he has a wife called Ruth. And from each wife, he has sons. He has one son from Leah, Reuven, and from Ruth he has Yosef. So therefore, Reuven and Yosef we would call half-brothers from the father. Okay, so therefore, you should know, just in general speaking, that whenever the mitzvah of Yibum can be fulfilled, it can only be fulfilled by brothers from the father. To create a case, and learn that from Pesukim as well, to create a case of Yibum, it's got to be brothers, but not maternal brothers, meaning from the mother, it's got to be brothers from the father. So in this case, Yaakov has two wives, each wife has a son, they have brothers, everything is fine. Yaakov dies. Okay? Or let's say he divorces one of his wives, Ruth. As a result, Ruth gets married to another person. She's divorced now. She's to Yaakov died. Ruth gets married, has a daughter, Hana. So now Hana and Yosef are half brother and sister. Yosef's father is Yaakov, and correct, Yosef's father is Yaakov, or actually his mother is Ruth, that's the point, and Hannah's mother is Ruth, and therefore they are half brother and sister from the mother. Okay, now we start the case. What happened over here? What happened over here is Reuven is going to get married. Reuven marries Hannah. Okay, now there is no connection between Reuven and Hannah. Can Reuven just review it so you understand? Will be clear. Reuven's parents were the An Yaakov. This Hannah was from the other wife that got married to somebody else. So there's no connection. The Reuven has no problem to marry this Hannah. Now he also has a wife called Peninnah. The Reuven dies. Yosef, his half-brother now, potentially comes to the situation of Yibum. But he cannot fulfill Yibum with Hannah, because Hannah is Ahoto Me'imo. Once he cannot fulfill Yibum with Ahoto Me'imo, Peninnah also, the Tzara, is exempted. So that's case number 10. And now we go to case number 11, which would be Ahot Immo, which literally means his aunt, his mother's sister. What's the case? You have two sisters, they call them over here, Ruth and Hannah. Very full sisters, everything's fine. Comes a fellow, Yaakov, we'll call him, and he marries one of the sisters, he marries Ruth. And he has Yosef. Then he marries another lady, the owl caller, and he has a son called Reuven. So Reuven and Yosef are considered half brothers from the father. Okay? And Yaakov has two wives. From each wife he has a son, Reuven and Yosef respectively, and fine. Now let's see what happens. Now in this case over here, Reuven, one of the brothers, marries Hannah. Now, there's no connection between Reuven and Hannah. Why? Because Ruth and Hannah were considered sisters. I'm repeating again. Yaakov married Ruth. Yaakov also married Leah. Reuven comes from Yaakov and Leah. So Reuven has no connection between this lady, Hannah. Okay, beautiful. And he also has Peninnah. Okay? Now what happens? Reuven dies. Who's his brother? Yosef. So Yosef, the Chaurah, should fall to Yibum, to Hannah, however he can, because Yosef's mother is Ruth. Ruth's sister is Hannah. That's Ahoto Me'imo. Therefore, it's Ervatim, therefore Peninnah also cannot fault him, and therefore we have no Yibum or Halitza in this case. I'm sorry, not Ahotom Imo, it's Ahot Imo. It is his mother's sister. Correct. You are correct. That means Hannah, his mother is Ruth, Yosef, like we said, and therefore Hannah now, who's falling in Tim for Yibum, is his mother's sister. There is no case, not with her, not with the with the tzara as well. Now we go to a simple case. Simple case is Achot Ishto. Simply speaking, it's two brothers marrying two sisters. You have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. You have two sisters, Ruth and Hannah. So very simply, Reuven marries Hannah and Shimon marries Ruth. Simply two brothers married two sisters. Take the case where Reuven died. Shimon now technically can fulfill the Yibum, but he cannot because, let's say, Hannah is considered Ahot Ishto. According to the Torah, one is not allowed to marry his wife's sister. That's Ahot Ishto. And therefore, not only is she exempted from this mitzvah, but the tzara, if Reuben had a second wife, she's also exempted as well. Now we go to the 13th case over here of the Mishnah. and that is Eshet Achiv Me'imo. This is probably the more confusing case of the Mishnah. Well, let's start again. Yaakov is married to two wives. Yaakov is married to Leah and Ruth. Okay, so far so good. He has two wives. From each wife he has a son. Okay, that's called half brothers. Reuven and Yosef are half brothers. Potentially Yibum case, because it's brothers from the same father. Okay. Now what happened? Yaakov dies. Now, his wife Ruth now is free. She goes and gets married. Okay, she has a son called Mordechai. That means Mordechai and Yosef, which was Ruth's first son from Yaakov, from the first husband. So Mordechai and Yosef are now half brothers. They could potentially have Yibum situations there with Mordechai and Yosef. They are half brothers. However, not so fast, because they're only half brothers from the mother. And we're going to learn that for Yibum to take place, the brothers have to be paternal from the father. Okay, now what happened? This Mordechai got married to Hannah. Mordechai died. Okay? Mordechai died. Now what happened? Reuven, which is not related at all to this Hannah, he's from a different father and mother. He's Yaakov's, was married to Leah, the first husband, different wife. Reuven now marries Hannah legally, no problem. He also has Penina. Reuven dies. Now Yosef technically falls to Yibum, but he doesn't, because Hannah is considered Eshet Achiv Me'imo. It's his brother's wife from the mother. Eshet Achiv, exactly, his brother's wife from the mother, which means Hannah is
from Mordechai.
Right, from Mordechai, exactly, from Mordechai. Meaning, I'll say clearly again, Yosef now technically should fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum. Why? Because Yosef and Reuben are brothers
from the father.
And therefore there should be a mitzvah of Yibum to take place over here when Reuben dies. And therefore, Yosef technically fall to Hannah. However, he cannot, because Yosef to Hannah would be considered his brother's wife. Brother's wife from his mother, correct? And therefore, that's considered no Yibum in such a case, Patur. And therefore, Penina, also the Tzara, is going to be exempted. Number 14 is an interesting case, also needs some important explanation. This is Eshet Achiv Shelo Haya Be'olamo. Basic rule you have to know like this. In order for Yibum to override the Isur of Eshet Ach, the Yavam had to be alive at the time that his brother died. Then we'll say the Yibum, the Mitzvah of Yibum, breaks the Eshet Ach Isur. However, if the Yavam was not alive, wasn't born yet, at the time that the person died, his brother died, so then the Isur of Eshet Ach remains, and he is not eligible for Yibum. That is the rule. They learned it from Pesukim, as we'll read it in Rashi. But now let's see exactly how this happened. Very simply, the Uvin and Shimon are brothers, right? The Uvin is married to Hannah. The Uvin dies. Okay, the Uvin dies. So Shimon has to make Yibum with Hannah. Correct? That would be the normal case. Now, what happens over here? You have another brother after the Uven died, a another brother was born. That brother was Levi. Okay, so Levi was born after his brother Reuven died. Okay, now what happens? Shimon has no problem to make a legitimate Yibum with Hannah, and he does. It's a legitimate, consummated Yibum with Hannah. He also is married to Penina as well. Shimon subsequently dies. Now, Levi, who's a brother as well, cannot marry Hannah, because when Hannah became eligible for Yibum the first time, he wasn't born. So she became his Eshet Ah immediately when he was born. And therefore, once she's Eshet Ah, she cannot later become Yibum, because the law is the only time Yibum overrides Eshet Ah when Achiv Kayam, when the brother is alive. However, when Reuven died, Levi wasn't there yet. So therefore, once Levi is born after the fact, then the deen is Eshet Ah, and therefore when Reuven marries Hannah, Reuven dies, Shimon has no problem to make Yibum with Hannah, illegal Yibum. He also has Penina. Once Shimon dies, however, Hannah does not fall to Levi, because Levi was not alive when Reuven died, and which is he was born after, and therefore she remains Eshet Ah. That's Arva Min HaTorah. Once already she's Asura, so she's also Oseriti Tzara as well. At this point, I will read the Rashi together with you inside on the Amud Bet. She speaks it out very clearly. Ve'eshet achiv shelo haya be'olamo. The first Rashi on the Amud Bet, very clear. Kegon Reuven shemet belo banim. Okay, Reuven died without children. Ve'nolad lo ach le'achar mita. Very good. After he died, right? He had another brother that was born to him. Ushmo Levi. Good. Ve'amad Shimon ve'yibem ishto. Shimon was another brother who was around, fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibum. Ve'lo isha acheret. And he had another wife as well. Umet belo bani na Shimon died without children. Ve'naflu shtehen lifne Levi. And now both Shimon's wives fell in front of Levi. Shtehen peturot. Why? The wife of Reuven that eventually made Yibum with Shimon, Asura Levi va'anosh karet alea. Asura Levi b'isur karet. Levi she'eshet ah be'karet kish'ar arayot she'beparasha, which is normally your brother's wife, is Asur. Now, however, when a mitzvah of Yibum is applicable, keshemet belobanim, in a case where the guy died without children, sharia rahmana, then the Torah overrides the Eshet Ah, and Yibum takes place. However, the Eshet Ah, if Shulah Yabu Alamo, Shemet Kodem Ledato, Lo Sharale. The Torah did not permit the Yibum in that case. Why? Dichtiv Ki Yeshevu Achim Yahdav. Only when the brothers were together, they were living together. It's Kizrat HaKatuf. Shaita Lahem Yeshiva Ahad Ba'olam. ואלכך משמת ראובן נאסרה על לוי איסור עולם. So this lady, Reuven's wife, becomes forbidden to Levi forever. כאשת אח שיש לה בנים. Just like if, let's say, Reuven had children, then of course his wife is asura to the other brothers, because she's eshet ach sheyesh la, that's regular eshet ach, but it's asur. So in this case, since he wasn't around, he becomes asur to her eternally. Afilu achshav shenafla lefanav mikoch nesua achim Shimon. Now that he falls to with Yibum, because Shimon died, shaya beolamo, he was around when Shimon died. However, asura lo b'shvi Reuven. וכשם שהיא אסורה לא כך שרתה אשת שמעון האחרת אסורה דייפין לכמל על כל העריות העמדות עליו בקרת שנפלו לפניו ליבום עם שרותיהם. אני טען איזה ייבום, אני אומר להם איזה ערבה, and the ערבה cannot fulfill the ייבום, so therefore the צרות also are פתורות, ששתיהם פתורות ואם נשאן, אנוש קרת, and if he did, as she said, the punishment is כרת שמאחר שפטרן הכתוב עומדת עליו באיסור אשת אח שיש לו בנים. So therefore has איסור כרת like אשת אח שיש לו בנים. So that is the 14th case. Now we go to the 15th case, which is חלתו. חלתו literally means his daughter-in-law. What is the case? You have Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven has a son called Hanoch. He has a daughter-in-law called Hannah. Hanoch dies, Hannah is available. His brother Shimon marries Hannah. Basically, Shimon married his brother's daughter-in-law. Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem with that. Basically, what happened is Shimon died. Reuven now falls with the Yibum situation, but it's Yibum with his daughter-in-law. The daughter-in-law is Asuram in the Torah, and therefore there can no Yibum in that case over there, as well as if there was another Tzara, it would be exempt as well. Those are the 15 cases of the Mishnah. Now, let's just look at Rashi. Let's look at Rashi. Ve'em hamoto ve'em hamiv. Without repeating the cases, just on Amud Rishon, just to get some clarity. Em hamoto ve'em hamiv. That's basically his grandmother-in-law, which is Arva. Shtehen asurot. Rashi's just giving you sources now. Both the grandmother-in-law from his mother-in-law, or the grandmother-in-law from his father-in-law, both are asurot min haTorah, mishum ervat kedichtiv, ervat isha ubita lo tegale et bat bena ve'et bat bita. Okay, mother and a daughter, granddaughter, ve'yesh beklal ze hamoto, which also the rabbis learn from their mother-in-law, ve'em hamoto, grandmother-in-law, ve'em hamiv, and grandmother-in-law from the father-in-law. Now, ubito de'acha. Now she just gives you a fact. Case number one, we said bito. Remember how we learned bito? We learned it was bito manusato. So that she tells you that ubito de'acha bibito manusato kamaydi. Vechen bat bito ubat beno, which is the first three cases, is all talking manusato. Dilu bito meishto haynu bat eshto dekti. We have that case coming up. And even that case, bat eshto, we said it's not even a full daughter, because we want to say Hadush is talking about his wife's daughter. Tichtiv isha ubita lashna mimenu lashna mishacher, aval bito manusato lo yafal mehachad, which means we have special limud, which the Gemara is going to tell us. We also learned it in the previous Masechet in Hagigah, that they learned from Gezerat Katuv, henna henna, zima zima, to come to include bito manusato, that is also going to be asur. Okay. Now let's go continue the cases of the Mishnah. Vechulan. Now we'll say a case like this. Let's speak it out and then we'll read it inside. Let's go with the easy case. Bito. Which means Reuven has a bat manusato. Shimon marries bito manusato. Shimon also has penina. Right? So Hanan penina. Shimon dies. So we said that Reuven cannot marry either one. Not Bito with Yibum, because Bito Menusato is Arba, and Penina is the Tzara. But let's say the case was like this. Shimon married Hanna, which is Reuven's daughter, Menusato. Everything's fine. But what happened, let's say Hanna died. After Hanna died, now Shimon died. So now already there's no problem with Penina to marry or to make Yibum, shall I say, with Reuven. The only problem with Penina was because she's around. And if once one of them is Irva, it's Osir the Tzara. But if let's say the Irva died, now we're going to just speak it in general terms, once I gave you an example. The Irva died, or let's say the Irva was divorced. Shimon divorced the Irva. Okay. So now all you have is the second wife, the Tzara. There's no connection as well. So vechulan im metu or mi'anu. Mi'anu will explain that. What mi'un means, that's also a type of divorce. Or nitgarshu, or divorced. Or shenimsi'u ailonit. Or let's say the Irva was found to be an ailonit. Ailonit is a lady that cannot bear children. And therefore it was found out after they were married for a while that she cannot bear children, therefore it was a mekach ta'ut, the whole marriage. And therefore they break the marriage from the inception, therefore it was like they were never married. So therefore these are all forms of breaking the irva away from, let's say our case of Shimon. So what's the deen? Tzarotehem mutarot. Tzarotehem are mutarot. Beautiful, like we said. Now, let's just discuss the case of Mi'un, which is a very interesting case with some halachic ramification. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Mi'un basically is a halakha that says when a girl is a ketana, she's a minor, she's less than 12, and she does not want to remain married to who she's with, so she needs what's called a, not a get, but they call it a mi'un. Now, normally, a ketana, the father has the right to marry a ketana. That's the Torah's privilege that gives to the father. He can marry her off. She doesn't have a say. Now, if the father marries off a daughter, that's a kiddushin deoraita. If she wants to get divorced, she needs a get deoraita. Whenever the kiddushin is deoraita, you need a get deoraita. Right? Let's say a case where the father died. So this girl was a ketana, she's a yetoma. The rabbis now, allowed her brothers to marry her off. To protect her that she shouldn't get into trouble and things like that. Because normally the Torah gives two people rights to marry. The father, when she's a ketana, or when she becomes a gedola herself. The Torah doesn't give the brother any rights. However, Rabbanan came along and said that when the father dies, actually the mother or the brother have a right to marry off, but that's kiddushin de Rabbanan. In that case, if she wants to get out of it, what she makes is called a mi'un. That's a way of saying a get mid Rabbanan. Okay, because since the old kiddushin was mid Rabbanan, if she wants to get out of it, she needs a refusal, which is, she can only do that when she's a ketana.
Yes.
Okay.
Her brother or her father's brother?
No, her actual brother. Her full brother. Yeah. Okay, now.
To be a ketana to do this?
Yes. Now, that's normally what mi'un is, okay? A father can marry the daughter. That's kiddushim in a Torah. The girl wants to get out of that marriage the father put her into, she needs to get the oraita. Mid the oraita, a brother cannot marry, meaning marry off his sister. There's no rights. However, midrabanan, if the father died, the rabbis gave the brother rights to marry off his sister. Okay? But that kiddushin is drabanan. Since it's a kiddushin drabanan, if she wants to get out of it, she needs to make a procedure called a mi'un. That's like a get midrabanan. That's the normal case. Here, however, is a little bit trickier. The case is like this. You have to know one halakha. Once the father marries off his daughter once, and she gets divorced, kiddushin deoraita, get deoraita, she's still ketana. Now already she's called in halakha a yetoma behaye aviha, which means now, even though her father's alive, he has no rights.
Right.
His rights are finished, he gets one shot. So technically, the next time she gets married, her marriage is really with Rabbanan.
Right.
Because she's still a ketana. There's only two ways to have kiddushin deoraita. The father marrying off when she's a ketana, or when she's a gedola, she gets married. But now that the father did it once, she got divorced, she's on her own. She's called the yetoma, the haya aviha. And therefore, if she'll get married when she's a ketana, that type of marriage will only necessitate a mi'un.
Who's marrying her the second time?
Well, we didn't say anybody yet. I'm not giving characters. I'm just saying.
No, who's marrying her off?
Herself. Yes, herself.
Correct.
She's your tomada, she does it herself. Okay? And that would be a case of mi'un. Now let's plug it in with names to fit it into the case of the Yibum situation. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven gets married. Reuven has a daughter. Reuven's daughter is a ketana. Reuven marries his daughter, who's a ketana, it's his right, to a fellow. Kiddushin deoraita. She gets divorced deoraita from this fellow. What's the rule now? Hanana was a yetoma bechaye aviha. She's still a ketana. What happens? What happens now is Shimon, Reuven's brother, marries Hannah, his niece. No problem. We have to marry niece. So Shimon marries Hannah. Again, this kiddushin is drabbanan because she's still a ketana. Okay? Now what happens? What happens now? Shimon also has penina. Okay, he has a tzara as well. Now what happens is like this. No, leave. Shimon. Oh, now what happened? Now Hana made me She says, I don't want to be with Shimon. She's allowed to do that. She makes me Once she makes me now Shimon died. Now Reuven is able to make Yibum with Penina. Because if Hana was still alive, Hana is his daughter. And therefore both of them would be Petura. So the case of Imi Anu, the case of Mi'un is this case that we just said over here. Where she married Shimon when she was a Ketana. She got out of it through Mi'un. The trick of this case is, how could you have Mi'un when her father's still alive? See, that's what you have to create the case where she got married by her father once, so he lost his rights, and therefore when he married, she married Shimon as a ketana. Now already she could make a Mi'un to get out of it, and therefore when Shimon dies, Reuven can now marry Penina, because there is no connection. That is the case of Ima Anutzarotem, Huterin et Kashu, we understand as well. Now the Mishnah just clarifies one point and says, although we learned in the Mishnah that many cases can break the Erva, to get the Erva out of the picture, either divorce, or she died, or Ailonit, neither found out that she wasn't able to bear children, or through a mi'un, but there's few cases that you cannot say. For example, ube'em v'i ata yachol amad b'hamoto, you cannot say in the case of mother-in-law, ube'em hamoto, and grandmother-in-law, ube'em hamiv, the grandmother-in-law as well, shinimsi'u ailonit o shimianu. Those cases you cannot say ailonit, because she had children. The mother-in-law cannot be an ailonit. She had children. Furthermore, you cannot say the case of mi'un, because the mother-in-law is a gedolah already. So therefore, this thing of Mishnah speaking out that when we say mi'anu or ailonit, it's not in all the advot that we said above. It cannot be a case of the mother-in-law being ailonit, nor can you say mi'un. Good. Now, ketzad poteret sarotem. Now this should flow because we know this, we know the mechanics. How does the advah poter the tzara? We spoke this out in all our cases, but now we're going to see the Mishnah, and I just tell it to you clearly. Haita bito. Let's say the Yevama is his daughter. The Yevama that's falling to the Yevam is his daughter. Or ahat mikol ha'arayot ta'elu. Or one of the 15 that we just mentioned. Nisuot la'achiv, right? It's married to his brother, Shimon, the case we said. Velo isha acheret. And she has a, well, he has another wife. It's called Penina in our cases. Umet, okay, and he died. Shimon, Keshem Shibito Petura, Katsarata Petura. Good. Now we discuss Tsarat Tsarata. Halchat Tsarat Bito, and call that Penina. V'nas'a le'achiv hasheni. She got married to another brother. She's, let's say, you have Levi, exactly. Which means you have Reuven. Reuven, this is his daughter. He cannot fulfill Yibum. Okay? Shimon died. So Levi married one of the girls. I mean, he made Yibum, actually. He's a brother. He married, let's say, Penina. Right? He could marry either one, actually. He married Penina. Velo isha acheret. Penina, and he has another wife, Sarah. Umet, now Levi dies. So technically, Uven has a Yibum situation. Keshem said Sarat Bito Petura, just like Penina, who was Sarat Bito, exempt. There's no Yibum. Kak Sarat Sarata Petura. So too, Sarah. One step removed also going to be Esther, which means once the Sarat Bito connects with somebody else, she's also that somebody else as well. And therefore, in this case, where Levi married the made Yibum with Penina, and he has another wife. Now Levi dies, Reuven, just like he cannot marry Penina, is it Sarah? The other wife is killed, Sarat, Sarata, also Asur. Afilu hen me'ah. Keep on going. Go up to 100 brothers. Keep it going. For example, Ketzad. Imetu Tzarotehem Mutarot. Ketzar imetu tzarotehem mutarot. Put the question mark there. Meaning, one of the cases was imetu. If the erva died, who's going back now? We said one of the cases was if the erva died, the tzara becomes permissible. Give me a case. Give me the scenario. Simple. Hayta bito o achat mikol erot elu nisuot la'achiv velo isha acheret meta bito. And his daughter died on itgaresha, ve'achar kach met achiv, and then Shimon the brother died. Tzarata muteret. And that's the case that we spoke out. It's just speaking. Reuven has his daughter, right? Bitom anusato, Hana, right? Hana married Shimon. Okay, Shimon has Penina as well. What happened to Hana? She died. What happened to Shimon? He died. Now he can marry Penina. Or if, let's say, Shimon got divorced to Hana first, and then he died. So now Penina has no problems, no tzara in this case of Erva, and it was permissible for him to, Reuven that is, to marry Penina. Last part of the Mishnah, which is a case within itself, V'chol ha'yecholah lema'en ve'lo mi'ana, anybody that potentially can make a mi'un, which is a ketana, and she didn't. Tzarata choletzet velo mityabemet. Now that case over here is like this. You have a case which we discussed already. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Okay? Reuven has a daughter, Hana, she's a ketana. He marries her off. Right? Same case. Marries her off. Kedushin deoraita. After he marries her off, the oraita, she wants out, she needs a get, the oraita, she becomes a ketana behaye, I'm sorry, a yetoma behaye aviha, he loses his rights. Shimon comes along and marries Hana. Kiddushin is only derabbanan in this case over here, he also has penina. Now, the case over here is, she didn't make mi'un. She could have made mi'un, but she didn't. Now Shimon dies. Now we come to the scenario over here. The Uven obviously cannot make a Yibum with Hana. It's his daughter. However, since this marriage is only midrabbanan, really minat Torah, he should make Yibum with Penina. Because it's not an erva min haTorah over here. Because min haTorah, this is not a marriage. So therefore, technically, he should be allowed to make a yibum with Penina. However, the rabbis were gozer, don't make yibum in this case, because it's marit ayin. It's going to look like you're making a yibum with tzarat erva. Where there's an erva, and you're making yibum with the tzara. But, since min haTorah, there is a connection between Penina and the Yavam, the Uven, you have to break it. How do you break that? You break it with a halitza. So really it's saying, if the Kiddushin is the Rabbanan, like in this case that we said, technically the Tzara is connected to the Torah. Yibum cannot be done because of Marit Ayin issues. So therefore the deen would be to make a halitza. Now let's read that Rashi inside, and we're done with the Mishnah. It's the last Rashi before the Gemara. V'chola yichola lema'in. Kegon sha'irva ketana. Right, the irva, the case we said was Hana, for example. I just ketana. V'yichola lema'in. She could have made mi'un, the Shimon, v'lo mi'ana. But she didn't. U'metach Eve, and Shimon died. Ho'il v'kedushia ena ena medrabbanan. Her kedushin is only medrabbanan, because she's a ketana. V'zikat nefilata medrabbanan. Which means her falling to Yibum is only Midrabanan as well. Which means she's really not considered married in the Torah. She's not going to exempt her tzara from halitza. No, when it yabem asura, kidemifaresh ta'alabikibara, she need eat tzarat irva. Yibum, we're not going to let because of the many tahayin issues, it looks like it's tzarat irva, but in the Torah, there is a connection between the Uven and Penina, because this marriage really is not a marriage, it's only midrabanan, so therefore the Yibum cannot be fulfilled, but the halitza must be, and that's what the end of the Mishnah means. V'chola yichola lima'en ve'lo mi'ana, tzaratah choleset ve'lo mityaberet.